Rachel Morgan, lead programmer with Sidewalk Film Festival, which is happening August 28th through 30th in Birmingham, Alabama. This is the 17th annual Sidewalk Film Festival, and this is your 11th year, I believe, with Sidewalk. Rachel, does 17 years of this overall feel kind of weird at this point?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm actually in my ninth. And so after this year will be 10. So not quite 11th yet, but getting close to it. But yeah, I mean, 17 seems crazy. 10, like coming up on 10 years seems crazy.
Yeah, and so you're lead programmer again, correct?
Yeah, I'm lead programmer. I actually got a promotion, so I'm officially creative director.
Wow,
but
congratulations.
Thank you. Slash lead programmer, so it all works.
I want to ask you about last year's event influencing this year's. And last year was obviously another big year for Sidewalk. It was a great fest with a lot of great movies and events and panels. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, somebody who has a leadership perspective and role in how this thing all goes down, the planning, the developing, the actual execution of it, what did last year's festival teach you about preparing for this year's? What are some things that you will or won't do as a result of how it operated in year 16?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. Every year after the festival, like within the first couple of weeks after the festival, we all sit down and kind of go over, like, what went right? What went wrong? What do we need to change? And I actually think you'd be kind of bored by some of the stuff that we go through. It's like, I mean, literally, like, okay, well, it was really hard to get coffee. So, like, let's make it easier to get coffee. So there's a lot of that. But in general, I'd say just sort of moving from year to year, maybe I didn't learn any lessons, I hate to say, because last year went really smoothly in the sense that we didn't over-program, like we didn't put too many films in. We still a lot of films, but we left a lot of time between films, and it was really, it was sort of not a wider schedule, but it flowed a little better, and this year we put way too many films in. I mean, I just kept putting in films, and so the time between films is really tight. I think we're going to hear a lot more people complaining. Like, I wanted to see more things than this, you know, during this time. And so I sort of am like, why didn't I learn that lesson last year? So it's more like, what did you not learn from last year? I guess it's a good problem to have. I don't know that our volunteers and venue managers are going to feel that way, though. I'm probably going to get some, like, at least a handful of, like, angry emails. But it means more fun for everybody else.
So what will be different, I mean, if it's more films or anything else, about how people will actually experience the festival from a festival-goer standpoint in terms of format, environment, atmosphere? Is there anything that's changing that people should know about?
Yeah, and you know how we are. We try to switch things up every year, at least a little bit. So this year, a lot of stuff stays the same. But one of our changes is we added in another venue, the Birmingham Museum of Art. It's opening up its doors for us. And so in that venue, we're going to be able to do a couple of special screenings, but mostly that's going to be an encore venue, meaning that, you know, we can screen films more than once. Some films, we only have, you know, so many slots, and some film distributors require that we only screen once. But some films will be able to be screened twice, which alleviates some of the issues with sort of like some of the screenings that sell out, some of the screenings where they're competing with bigger, you know, things, so to speak. So you'll have an opportunity to go to the Birmingham Museum of Art this year and see some stuff. And a lot of those are to be announced slots, so you sort of want to keep up with our social media stuff and to know what's going to screen. And it's all based on, you know, what can we screen, what sells out, what's competing with other things. So that's different. We also added two new categories this year. So we have a music video category and an episodic category. Episodic meaning like what people are used to seeing with like Orange is the New Black and that kind of thing. So we have an episodic category. And so that's different. And then there's, you know, obviously some of our parties, stuff like that are being, you know, sort of different venues and that kind of stuff. But those are the big sort of new things. We also have a bunch of outdoor music, which we've done in the past, but some years we sort of do a little less of. And this year the outdoor music's back and that's free. So that's cool.
So this movie, Raiders, is the opening night film for the festival. Why is this right for opening night?
This is probably the earliest we've ever plugged in an opening night film, which is kind of cool. You know, the thought behind opening night is always crazy and probably really boring to a lot of people, but it does take a lot of consideration, a lot of work. And I think with this film, the reason that we landed on it for opening night, sort of the biggest slot in the weekend, so to speak, is that rarely do you find a film where the sort of Hollywood blockbuster and really lo-fi indie film cross over. And this particular film, it does, you know, as I'm sure you've probably read or, you know, looked into, it's these three kids that get together in junior high school and want to remake The Great Philosopher Art shot by shot. And they do all but one scene, of course, the scene where they blow up the plane. So they get back together some 30 years later to finish the film. And the film sort of gained its own cult status and this kind of thing. And so it sort of ends up putting them in Spielberg's sights. And it's just it's a true sort of love letter to filmmaking in a way that's really special. And we were like, what is better than, you know, a film that sort of like celebrates Hollywood, big blockbuster, but it's really about as lo-fi as it gets, in terms of at least not the documentary that resulted in the story, but the film that the kids are making that's sort of woven throughout is, you know, I mean, literally like home video cameras. It's such a cool story of that intersection between indie and big blockbuster, and it has a lot of heart. Also, a story about of course, the doc, but the story within it is about friendship, which we thought was kind of wonderful. So it just hit all those sort of points of like what, you know, we always try to do something that's really celebratory on opening night, and it felt very like celebratory.
Well, I'm guessing Raiders falls into this category, and I think the easy thing too would just be to say all of them, but what are some films that you consider can't-miss opportunities for people attending and struggling to figure out how they're going to make their schedule for the weekend?
I mean, there's certainly sort of high points for everybody's interest, but I will say if it were just up to me to give advice, I would say Finders Keepers. I don't think there's any reason why I can't say this. It would have been my second choice for opening night. Maybe a little less accessible than Raiders, but certainly just a stellar film. And it's about a guy who goes to bed on a storage unit, like in the storage floor shows, gets a grill, goes home with the grill, opens it up, and there's a human leg inside. And then he, right around the same time, the guy whose leg it is wanting his leg back. And the guy who's stood on the leg and won the leg doesn't want to give it back because he's using it as sort of a roadside sideshow. And charging admission for people to come look at the leg and getting a bunch of press and stuff over it. And so they battle. They have to actually go to Judge Mathis and battle out who has custody of the leg. And I probably should have started out by mentioning this is a documentary. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's definitely like if you had written the script of the narrative, everybody would be like, get out of here. That's way too much. And the guys, some of the guys from the film, or join, like John Wood, who's the gentleman who's trying to win his leg back, is going to join us for the festival, and possibly Shannon as well, who's the guy who possesses the leg. So that's a really cool film, and really funny, and lots of fun, but also sort of like has a lot of heart too, believe it or not. And then I'm a big horror/thriller fan, and so I will be at the Invitation on Saturday night. I think we have some fun surprises in store for that screening, but it's just a really great thriller. What people have come to expect from, you know, Sidewalk on Saturday night when we do some of our sort of horror/thriller screenings is really, really, really good. So the Invitation is highly recommended. Of course, I mean, I recommend everything in the festival, of course. But I'm trying to think. Apartment Troubles, our closing night film, is a really funny, just sort of straight up like comedy. I mean, you can call it a dramedy. It has certain moments of darkness in it. But it's overall, it's just really funny and really fun. And Jennifer Predator, who's in the film, wrote the film and directed the film, or co-wrote, co-directed the film, will be here. And she's in several films. So it'll be cool for people to see that with her in attendance. So Apartment Troubles is another really good one. And I've come to a point where if you look at like, if you're looking at the schedule and you look at Sunday morning around 11 o'clock, like that first screening slot on Sunday morning, I tend to put a film there that is, like, has a special place in my heart kind of thing. And I've tended to sort of lead in the direction of melodramas with that, because there's something about a melodrama on a Sunday morning that I think is really lovely. Maybe not everybody agrees, but I do have a handful of folks who sort of trust me enough to go to that particular screening at 11 a.m. at the Alabama. And this year it's a film called Pirate Moonlight, which is just an amazing, amazing film. And it's this, I mean, it's also just this sort of lovely farewell to summer, I think would be a way to look at it. So that's one of the sleepers, maybe, if you want to call it that, that's in the lineup that I don't know will drag everybody out, but it's just an excellent, excellent film that I can't recommend enough. That's one I would do as well. And, of course, you know, many, many others, but that's the, you know, without going down a list for an hour, that's some of the high points.
In terms of, you know, other films on the schedule, I know that, you know, there are people who, you know, assume that because this is an Alabama festival, there will be Alabama films, and in fact, there will be feature length and shorts. What are this year's Alabama-centric films or events that people should know about?
Yeah, and we always give special consideration to Alabama films. It is kind of one of those things where we talk people down. We're like, no, it's not all Alabama films. I mean, a lot of the films are, you know, international,
right,
certainly, and national. But we do have a large representation of Alabama films, and there are a lot this year. Probably too many to mention, like, all the way down the list. I certainly don't want to forget anyone, but, you know, we've got Tortue Zombies 4, which is Chan Shirley's follow-up to Hyde Park, which he made a few years ago, which is a local zombie film, which will be a lot of fun. So that's in the lineup. And, of course, the casting crew will be in attendance for that. We're really excited to have it. There's, again, just a ton of short films. We also have, there's a gentleman named Jay Burleson, who's made a really great narrative film that sort of has a sort of a faux documentary thing going on that's going to screen on Saturday evening. And it's just a really great film that's a local pick. We also have, of course, the local documentaries. We have, let me try to think, Alabama the Beautiful is one of the films that sort of a portrait of a number of different artists in the state of Alabama. And so if you like, you know, last year we had one called Southern Makers. If you like that film, you would like the documentary.
I recently heard a local filmmaker say on a podcast recently, like not very long ago at all, that Alabama might take the festival like Sidewalk for granted in ways. Is that something you would agree with at all or disagree with, or how would you respond to a statement like that?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I mean, I definitely think that, like, you know, I can't tell you the number of times people come up to us and say, thank you so much for, you know, the hard work that you do to bring Sidewalk to town and, you know, and or not bring it to town, but keep it in town. And, I mean, we got, you know, like, we were at Pepper Place the other day at the market talking to people, and I mean, I think people do. I think people in Birmingham and maybe throughout the state really do appreciate the festival. But I can kind of see where the sentiment is coming from. Because we also meet people who are like, now what is this? I've heard of this and I've been meaning to come for 5 years, but I haven't. And so there is some of that. And certainly I think it's, you know, when you look at the things that we try at least to do for local filmmakers and for the state in general, I mean, the list is pretty long. And so, you know, I think we are appreciated and certainly loved, but I think there are folks out there who probably, you know, don't know about us or haven't, you know, sort of embraced Sidewalk in the way that, you know, we would hope that they would. But, I mean, I guess the other side of that is, you know, if you go to South by Southwest or Tribeca or some of the other big festivals, which, by the way, we screen a lot of the same films, and, you know, those are huge, big, mammoth festivals with much bigger budgets, but we do a pretty good job at sort of being at that level. If you go to those, you know, if you pay $750 for a pass, and that's with industry credentials, and, you know, with us, it's sort of, you can get a pass a few months ago for $150, and you can certainly get a weekend pass for, like, $65, so, you know, it's one of those things where the cost, you certainly get a lot more than the cost, but yet you still are always going to hear people complain, like, well, the tickets are expensive, and, you know, they're really not, and we're a nonprofit, and you get a lot more than what you pay for, because of that status. So there's some of that. It's not a complaint, though, by any means. It's just sort of saying that I can see where people are coming from because you have a thought that that if you have the time, if you're able to come to sidewalk and you don't, it seems crazy to me. And that's from a perspective of, like, not just if maybe you don't like self. Well, there's live music, there's food, there's all kinds of stuff. So I'm still should come out and support it. And I think that there's probably folks who recognize that there's a lot of people who don't. And so there's that side of it. And I mean, part of the reason why I encourage people to is like, okay, so maybe you don't like films, maybe you don't want to have, you know, walk around with a beer this weekend and, you know, listen to music or whatever it is. One thing I will say is that a lot of people come from out of town to be here, from all over the country, and they leave here talking about Birmingham and talking about the state of Alabama, and they go back to, you know, New York or LA or wherever, and with this sort of experience here. And everybody that volunteers, everybody that comes to the festival, they're all part of that experience those folks have. And a lot of those folks are media makers and media producers. And I think it's, you know, we're not the only reason, but sidewalks is one of the reasons why we end up on these sort of 10 best lists or 20 best lists or whatever they are, not just for filmmaking, but for, like, you know, great culture, great this, great that, great place to live or what have you. We tend to find that, you know, that those people who are writing those articles have either been to sidewalk or have a friend that went to sidewalk, and it's part of what contributes to the overall image of the state and the city. And I don't know that people realize that. And, you know, I think we all want to be proud of the place we're from. And you know, with Birmingham's past and history, that can sometimes be difficult. I think that's the thing we all talk about struggling with, especially those of us who were born here. And I think that we work really hard to try to change that perspective of Alabama being more than just about that, and Birmingham being more than just about that, and, you know, sort of that first impression that people have of Birmingham or Alabama, changing that to something that's positive, I think is great for the city and great for everybody who lives in the state. So, you know, I guess that's sort of a long way around answering that question, and maybe not even fully answering it, but I went on a little bit of a rant. Sorry about that.
No, totally. And the festival's happening August 28th through 30th in Birmingham. Rachel Morgan, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.